This is the third of 4 6-minute starters, and today's question is, what is a Christian? Over the years, we've had a number of vicars, either on TV or in books, who have, well, quite frankly, given the church a bad name. You get Timothy Farthing, the vicar on Dad's Army, who is always fumbling around and saying to his ever-present verger, Mr. Yateman, that he has to get on with it, Mr. Yateman, and Mr. Yateman saying, oh, his reverence wouldn't like it, you know, and on it goes. I've got a soft spot for him, but if that's what the church is all about, well, I'm not sure. Or then there's the Reverend Adam Smallbone on that programme Rev, where a country vicar goes to take on a parish in Hackney, and all the problems of East End of London descend upon his shoulders. He's not helped at all by a rather sinister and brutal archdeacon. Or going back a long way, in Pride and Prejudice, we get the dreadful, awful Mr. Collins and his fawning admiration for his patron, the Lady Catherine de Bourgh. Or the numerous clergy on programmes like Silent Witness or Wire in the Blood who seem to wander around semi-lit churches wearing their cassock at all times of the day and night, looking anguished and hiding some dark and deadly secret. And as Christians, we all get tarred with the brush of TV vicars. You know, a follower of Jesus is a Christian. A Christian is a follower of Jesus. Let me tell you about what happened in Jesus' day. In Jesus' day, Jewish boys of, say, what we'd call primary school age, the best of them would have learnt, by the time they finished primary school, word for word, the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, word for word. And the very best of those boys would have gone on to further education, and the very best would have learnt verbatim, word for word, Genesis all the way through to Malachi, or as we call it, the Old Testament, word for word. And the very, very best of the best of the best would have then gone on to a rabbi and said, Rabbi, I'd like to be your disciple, a huge honour. And the rabbi would quiz them about interpretation of scripture, and at the end of it, if they weren't quite up to it, he would say to them, go back and learn your father's business. And they'd go back. They'd done well, but not well enough. But sometimes the rabbi would say two words that Jesus also used, follow me. And the very elite would follow him. But when Jesus walks down beside the Sea of Galilee, there's a group of fishermen there who clearly aren't the best of the best of the best, because they've gone back to their father's trade. They haven't gone on to be an elite rabbi's disciple. And yet Jesus turns to them as the most famous and admired rabbi of his day and says these words, follow me. And what he means is this Jesus thing, this way of life, this way back to God that I am showing you is for everybody. A Christian is someone who accepts their need for Jesus, who accepts a need for forgiveness, for new beginnings, who understands that God is a God of grace, not of harsh judgmentalism, but a God of love and grace. And we see that love and grace poured out on the cross as Jesus gives his life for us. And in turn, we share the love with others that has been poured into our lives. As Christians, we don't keep it to ourselves, but we share that love. You know, we're told to share that love by words and by actions. Where is God when there's a catastrophe? Where is God when it really matters? Well, you know, the church provided food and clothing and shelter during and after the terrible Grenfell fire that raged for so long and was such terrible loss of life. And the local churches really made a difference to those who were in the deepest need at that time. Or the numerous food banks that have grown up over the past lockdown days and months. And we see those food banks or credit unions, and time and again, Christians have got stuck into their communities and have really made a difference by action. But of course, also we're told to speak words, to speak to people about Jesus and to say why we're doing things. Let me remind you what Jesus said about words being a good start but not being enough. He's talking about a king who's saying to his people, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. We're told to follow him, to pour out the love that he has poured into our lives. Words are important too, because we have to point people to that Jesus who we love and who we know. A cafe owner once came to me and he said this, look, tell me more about this Jesus. How can I become a Christian? And in return, Jesus says, I will never turn away anyone who comes to me.